Formed in New York in 1910 by Mrs. Ruth Standish Baldwin, the white widow of a railroad magnate, and Dr. George Edmund Haynes, the first African-American to receive a doctorate from Columbia University in New York, the Urban League has been working to combat inequality for more than a century. The Urban League of Chattanooga was formed in 1980. Warren Logan has been its president and CEO for the past 15 years.
A part of the work that we have to do is bridging that economic divide to the extent that there's more economic parity. There's an economic divide in the city, and there's a great deal of work that has to be done in that area, both from the standpoint of individuals in terms of wage and salary, as well as from the standpoint of entrepreneurship. And entrepreneurship, of course, is one of our planks that we work in addition, of course, to the city and other organizations that are involved in that work as well. So there's a great deal of work that has to be involved, and a number of people that have to be involved in the work in order for it to take place. So an organization like the Urban League, there's no way we can do this work in and of ourselves. It takes a great collaborative effort in order for this to have any impact at all. And so essentially that's what we're all about. We're about pooling together a collaborative effort to the extent of getting like-minded people together to forge a common agenda to make some things happen over a protracted period of time.
One area in which inequality has been particularly intractable in Chattanooga as well as across the country is home ownership and the ability to create personal wealth. But Mr. Logan is optimistic.
It's not easy to talk about because, like I said, it's going to take something other than just conversation to make these things happen. There are barriers still in place that have to be removed in order for this to take place. There are laws. So it's just going to take a great deal of work as such. But I do think that, you know, with lawmakers in place and with the right attitude as such and the will to do it, some of the things that we're dealing with can be removed, and hopefully we can go forth and maybe over the next 3 to 5 years we can maybe have another conversation and we can say, oh, by the way, you remember 3 years ago or 4 years ago what we were talking about? Look what we've done at this point.
Mr. Logan is a role model for the young clients of the Urban League's many programs.